Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1494, air date October 21st, 2024.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ryan Shea. I'm a leader in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. Today, we are presenting a citizen discussion forum with other Truth, Freedom, Health warrior scholars in the Washington state area. So welcome, everyone. We have Bazin, I think is from the Seattle area. Shelly, I believe I heard from the Seattle, Washington area. And then Lori and Ross are also from Washington, and they'll expand on where they're from. But welcome, you guys. Glad you're here today. And the purpose of today's forum is to hear from amazing people within our Bottoms Up movement, regular working class people just like you. Not elites, not a not celebrities, working class, everyday people, regular people. And we want to showcase these amazing people, and we want to inspire everyone with our Bottoms Up movement with these amazing, awesome working class people. So our first question today, and we'll go through each one of them on this first question. So if Bazin, I've got a question here. Tell us about your journey. Who are you and where are you from?
Hi, Ryan. So I was born in, my name is Bazin. I'm in my 20s. I was born in Ethiopia, and I spent my first 7 years going back and forth between there and Seattle. But I grew up most of my life in Seattle, Washington. I developed an interest in computers, and I pursued a degree in computer science in college. And I graduated in 2020, and, I developed some health issues afterwards, and, that kept me from looking for work for a while. But then I started looking for work, and I found that I was having a hard time finding a job in the field. So that's roughly my journey, up until this point.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Bazin. What are you doing now? What do you do for a career currently?
I'm looking for a job in software development.
Okay. Is that what you have done for the past few years?
I've been looking for work for the past few years.
Okay. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, glad you're here, and glad you're a part of our movement. And Bazin, I know that you're a tireless worker. And you've gone out, and we'll get into more of this, but I thank you, and we'll get back to you on a couple other questions. Shelly, same question. Tell us about your journey, where you're from, and who you are.
Hello, sorry about that. Took me a minute to get off mute. So my name's Shelly, and I am in Seattle, Washington. I grew up in Idaho, but I've been in the greater Seattle area for about 30 years. My degree is in cellular biology, and I work in healthcare. So I've worked in healthcare again for about 30 years, in the clinical laboratory side of healthcare. And I'm a mother, full-time job. Mom, two teenagers, and just very passionate about being a volunteer in the movement. So what free time I do have, I'm very dedicated to making a change.
Thank you, Shelly. I appreciate that. Thank you for being here. And you guys are all perfect examples so far of just our everyday working people. Next up, Lori, tell us about your journey, who you are, and where you're from.
My name is Lori, and I'm from Leavenworth. I've lived here all my life, small town. I'm 61, and I was a mother and have two grown sons. And I was a baker and a checker, and now I have a nightly rental. And I just got involved with Dr. Shiva because I was pretty inspired.
Awesome. Hey, Lori, where is Leavenworth in Washington? One of the things that we want to do is try to give people perspective in the state. Okay. Can you give a little geographic of where Leavenworth is, please?
Yes, yeah, approximately 100 miles east of Seattle.
Okay.
And like 22 miles from Wenatchee, if people know where Wenatchee, Washington is. It's kind of, it's the Bavarian town.
What does that mean, Bavarian town?
It's a German, town where people come to go to, you know, what do you call it? Anyway, Bavarian city. So people come here for all kinds of activities and things like that.
So it's probably, I think this time of year is big Oktoberfest. Germans are, I don't know, culture is big into brats and beer or something. It seems like it's that time of year. Are you in Leavenworth? Oh, thank you. Someone's bringing up a map here. Is that in the mountains, by the way?
Yes. Yep. Cool. We're about 11,000 feet. Yeah, in the mountains.
11,000 feet. And how many people are in Leavenworth?
Ooh, I think within the city limits, but there's a lot of people on the outskirts. I think 2,400.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. 2,400 people of the...
Well, that's great... just inside, but there's a lot of... There's a lot more people on the outskirts of town, yeah.
Thank you, Lori. Thanks for that update. And next up, Ross, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey, who you are, and where you're from? And I think Ross is a perfect example. He's working as he's on this stream today. So go ahead, Ross.
Hi, my name's Ross. I live in the state capital in Olympia, Washington. I was born and raised here. I have two kids, a two-year-old and a six-year-old. And I started out, I work in construction out of high school. And I helped my father-in-law start his construction business. And then I became a heavy equipment operator. Currently, I'm working on a turf farm, operating a harvest machine. And I was drawn to Dr. Shiva's movement last November. And
cool. So, Ross, where is Olympia in Washington?
It's southwest of Seattle, about an hour southwest of Seattle. And it's down at the very tip, the southern tip of Puget Sound.
Oh, yeah. So you're on the, like, you've got to be on the ocean as well, I'm thinking.
No, we're at the southern tip of Puget Sound, where the water, the inlet ends. Yeah, right down there. Yep.
Cool. And then you mentioned a harvest machine. What is that? What does that machine do?
It cuts, it rolls up, and it palletizes the rolls of sod.
Ah, interesting. Oh, you're showing us. Can we see? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the machine right there?
Yep. Cool. Here, let me get it running. Let me get it running so you can see it work.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. Rev it up. Exactly. That one. Everyday working class people out doing their work. It's awesome. Thank you, Ross, for sharing this.
Yeah. It's going to stack this row right about now. Oh, and then it'll stack the next row rotated. It'll rotate the rolls for the next row. And then it'll go back to unrotated. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
It's an older machine, but I think I'll probably get to operate a new one here pretty soon. But yeah.
Oldies, but goodies. Thanks, Ross, for sharing that. I appreciate
it. Yeah.
All right, next up, Bazin. Tell me a little bit, how did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? And why are you in this movement? So how did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? And why are you in this movement?
Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So I started to develop an interest in politics back in 2016. Before then, I wasn't very political, and I was interested by the Sanders campaign because it was the first time that I saw rhetoric that seemed like I was seeing calls for action that seemed like they would tangibly improve my life, because I was in college then, and I was hearing, oh, okay, we need to help students with pay, with, you know, student loan forgiveness. We need to ensure healthcare for all, and all of this, and it seemed really positive, and it could tangibly improve my life. I knew that I was having student debt building up, and then by the end of that campaign, he threw it to Hillary Clinton. And at the time, I thought that maybe it was like a strategic decision or something like this. And then I lost interest in politics until 2020, when he ran again. And then that time around, he did it again. He threw it to Clinton. And that time I was upset because I was starting to watch independent media, and I was starting to have a broader perspective on the world, where I was learning about income inequality and the wars that we were starting abroad. And it just started to seem evil. How could he do something like that? And I went through a few years of watching independent media until August of 2023, when I saw Dr. Shiva come onto what we now call Shabby Shab's podcast. He was a candidate for president, and he seemed to get every single issue right. And I had a moral perspective where you need to organize the world in such a way that you're doing the least amount of harm to people as possible, that you're reducing suffering for all. And it seemed like every perspective he laid out on every issue fit that. And so I got involved in December of 2023. I became a volunteer, and I started making phone calls.
Awesome. And you have been an animal at making phone calls, and you helped us here in Texas as well. And we'll get more to that, but thanks for your help here to helping get our lectors, getting the amount of lectors that we needed. So thank you. And just one thing I just want to clarify, when Bazin is talking about throwing the votes, basically what Sanders did was endorse Hillary Clinton and move all of his votes towards her, towards Clinton. So to simplify it, they sell us out, period, because people go to these not so obvious establishment. And then what do? And this is one of the keys, and we'll get into more of this, but once you start taking some of these courses, getting off the plantation, watching the video shatterthesworm.com, which explains how the few control the many. Once I started watching these videos, and not just once, watching them over and over and over again, and then watching all these videos that are in this sign up course that you can take, it's called Get Off the Plantation. You start to understand how this not so obvious establishment works, what they do when people are trying to break away and they try to suck us back in. So thanks for bringing that up. Next up, Shelley, the question again is, how did you come to the Truth Freedom Health movement, and why are you in this movement?
Oh, sorry, I'm having a hard time getting off mute. So honestly, over the past several years, and I'm trying to like pinpoint a time where I kind of feel like I became politically marooned. And I think it even maybe goes back to like even as far as like 2008, I just really found myself not in alignment with either party. So neither the right or the left really were representing the values that I held, and I truly can develop what I would call like a healthy distrust of government. So honestly, I just really wasn't politically involved at all. I found it rather toxic in many ways. So I wasn't really aligned with either party. I became aware of Dr. Shiva during COVID. I because I'm in healthcare, I was very much involved with all of the strange happenings during COVID. And I was doing a lot of research and just educating myself. And of course, Dr. Shiva's approach of, you know, his system approach to health and medicine really, it really made sense to me. What I see in healthcare now is like a lot of specialization, which often makes it difficult to arrive at complex diagnoses. So I received a phone call, I believe it was in the spring of 2023, asking me if I would be willing to become a volunteer for Dr. Shiva for president. And I thought, you know, I'm familiar with him. I like his approach. I like his no nonsense communication style. And I've jumped right in. You know, I feel like I don't always have a lot of free time, but it's worth the time that I have to dedicate to making a change and making a change for the better for regular people.
Yeah, thank you, Shelley. It's a good point. And I just want to let everyone know by anyone who shows up here, and thank you all for being here in this interview, but anyone who shows up on this podcast, watches it live, watches it somewhere down the road, it's one of the ways that we can shatter the swarm. So thank you, Shelley, for your service in the healthcare industry and being here as a volunteer. Lori, next up, how did you come to the Truth Freedom Health movement, and where are you currently in this movement? Why are you in this movement?
I think during the COVID, I was searching for somebody or something that made sense, because what was happening was not making any sense. And I found Dr. Shiva and did some research and listened to a lot of his podcasts, and everything seemed to line up in what he was saying, from the health, the Cytosolve, to the to the Fire Fauci, because I thought, why is people listening to him? You know, because he was going down the wrong path to me. I guess I was more or less looking for somebody that made sense, and he does make sense in so many ways. He's very smart, and somebody I can follow, and somebody that can lead a lot of people to a better America.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. I think one of the things you said about following, and what it's not following, and I hear Dr. Shiva share this, is that what we are is we are leaders, and yeah. we are all leaders, and that's what this systems engineering approach brings to the table. We're not going to get anywhere else. A systems engineering approach is that we look at politics, we look at everything that we're doing in the systems engineering approach. And for us to have gone through that process, we experience that in our own lives, and then we become leaders, and we are leaders. And then what happens is more and more people become leaders, and that's what we want. We don't want followers, we need leaders. So thank you all for leaders.
Yeah, and he says that too. He says, you know, he's there to empower us too.
Yeah, exactly.
From the bottoms up. So.
Yep. Save yourself.
Yep.
Save yourself. Someone's going to do it for you.
Right.
All right, Ross. Next up, how did you come to the Truth Freedom Health movement, and why are you in this movement?
Well, I started listening to Dr. Shiva's podcast back in November of 2023. And then in March, I want to say, of 2024, I got a call one evening from Bozen asking if I would like to help make phone calls. And I was delighted. And so I went on to make 137 calls in one day. And I guess that was something to be proud of, I guess. So, yeah, and then the rest is history. I've been volunteering. handing out cards. I stand out over a freeway overpass near my house over I-5 and wave to cars with a True Freedom Health banner and a Dr. Shiva banner. Anything I can do to get the word out.
Cool. Thank you, Ross. I appreciate it. And we'll, you're going to lead us into this last question, and we'll come back to you, and you can think about all the ways that you've, you know, helped this bottoms up movement. We'll go back to Bazin. And Bazin, what are you doing now in the Shiva for President bottoms up movement? And what are your accomplishments in the movement?
Well, when I began in December of 2023, I started making phone calls to mobilize people to make more phone calls in Washington State to help us get through this huge database of 700 plus people that we needed to call. And I got Ross and a few other people to help us make phone calls. And we went through that list and we mobilized a team that helped us collect signatures here in Washington to help get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. And we filed in August. And Dr. Shiva is listed on the ballot in Washington State. People are getting their ballots right now. And I helped collect signatures in multiple states. I've made phone calls in multiple states. I've helped get electors in California, Texas, North Dakota, many other states. I'm taking on a leadership position in the Pacific Northwest generally for Oregon, Montana, and Idaho. And I've taken on a leadership role in this movement because I know that we need, it requires a bottoms-up movement to make any substantive change in the world. And right now I'm handing out cards like crazy. I've handed out 5,000 plus cards, and I'm going to be handing out cards later on today.
Cool, thank you. Boz, one thing you can expand upon this, I believe you were involved with the group that was in Massachusetts to help Dr. Shiva get on the ballot in Massachusetts, which some people say is one of the most difficult states to get on the ballot. Were you a part of that, getting signatures? And maybe talk about getting signatures and what that did for you and how that raised your consciousness and what your experience was with that.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, so before I started collecting signatures, I started handing out flyers. And the very first time I was going to hand out flyers, I was felt like I was going to faint as I was walking towards the supermarket to hand out flyers. And I'm just, I just did not have experience talking to people out there in public like that. But I did it and I got used to it. And then I moved on to collecting signatures in Washington. Then I moved on to Massachusetts to help collect. And that was, it was tough. Every day, sometimes 14 hours days collecting signatures to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. And you have conversations with people. They're pleasant conversations. People want to get more independent candidates on the ballot. They want more options. And very inspiring to hear that. And it's there were a huge team of people. There was Suresh helping out. There were other leaders from other states helping out. And it was great to have this community of people that I worked with to help achieve the same great goal. And that was highly transformational for me mentally. To actually see the end result that he's on the ballot, it's just incredible. And he's right there, first listed. And that was due to all the hard work we put in.
Awesome, Bazin. So how many signatures did you personally get in Massachusetts?
Over 2,500 signatures. I think over 2,600. Yeah.
Good for you.
And I think across all states, it's over 5,000 signatures.
Nice. Well done, Bazin. Well done. All right. Next up, Shelley, what are you doing in the Shiva for President bottoms up movement, and what are your accomplishments in the movement?
So I was involved in collecting signatures. I'm also an elector. in the state of Washington, and currently we are handing out cards. So later today, we have some time set aside to get out as many cards as we can because we're getting very close to election day. I do want to say regarding the signature collection, that definitely took me out of my comfort zone. Just standing in my community, having conversations with people, it got easier. It got much easier after doing it more, you know, more frequently, but it was tough. It was tough right at first. I was not used to going out and having conversations with people that people are so passionate about their political views. So I feel like that really stretched me, gave me some very invaluable experience of sometimes having wonderful conversations and sometimes having somewhat difficult conversation. And also the experience of having different like stores try to, you know, run us off and prevent us from collecting signatures. I tend to like to avoid conflict. So I feel like I'm more resilient now after having had that experience.
Well, how many electors did you guys need in Washington?
Was it 14?
It's
12,
but we got 14.
Well, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, the getting signatures is really it. I mean, it's something the swarm does not want us to do. And I want to remind everyone who's listening to this that every one of these people on this call, we are volunteers. None of us were paid. And I'm sure you guys found it when you were getting signatures, you saw all these people getting signatures for these other candidates and they were all being paid. They were all paid people getting signatures, not our movement. This is a total bottoms up volunteered movement. It's people who have a high give a shit factor and we care about our kids. We care about our families. We care about the future of this world and the future of our state. So thank you guys for doing that and standing up, and we will continue to do that because of what we have been taught. So next up, Lori, what are you doing now in the Shiva for President Bottoms Up movement, and what are your accomplishments in the movement?
Let's see, I collected signatures, I handed out flyers, I got my bumper stickers, I put a couple yard sale signs, one by the school, one at the end of my driveway. And I'm handing out these cards.
Awesome.
I've got a few thousand to hand out. So if people find them in their car, in, you know, on their window or see me handing these out, just take it and listen to the video on the back, Shadow Your Swarm. You will know more because he is on the ballot in Washington State. And so when you see his name, you'll know. You'll know. So that's what I'm doing mostly is the cards now.
Awesome. Thanks, Lori. And just a reminder to everyone, how you can get those cards is go to vashiva.com/cards, CARDS. It's right there on the screen, vashiva.com/cards. It's another way to raise your consciousness, to become a better person, to just enlighten the world. And these are in all different languages. Wherever you're at in the world, if you're watching this in India, if you're watching it in Europe, whatever language, I'm pretty sure we have every single language. And if we don't have your language, let us know. We'll figure it out and you can help us get these cards translated correctly. And this was an amazing task that we did to get all these cards, because this is not just about Shiva for President in the United States. This is about a worldwide bottoms up movement, worldwide bottoms up movement. This is not just Seattle, Olympia, which is all important, but this is a worldwide movement. So wherever you are, we've got cards for you and to get out there and be proactive and do something for yourself and your family and your friends. There's a idea that the greatest of all commandments says that We love God with all of our heart, and we love our neighbors as ourselves. So what better way to go out and love your neighbor than to pass out these cards and enlighten them and show them that there's an alternative to this idiotic swarm of political nonsense that we've all been a part of that has brought us here. Okay, next up, Ross, what are you now doing in the Shiva for President Bottoms Up movement? You touched on it a little bit, and what are your accomplishments in the movement?
Well, I started out collecting signatures, and I used to have really bad anxiety, so it was tough for me at first. Like Bazin said, you know, you got that feeling in your stomach when you're walking up to the store, you know. I experienced that myself, but I overcame it, and it ended up becoming somewhat therapeutic for me, actually. And then now I've been handing out cards. I handed out 900 cards yesterday. I handed out 900 cards the week before. And yeah, we're just trying to get the word out there as much as possible. It's discouraging when stores come out and ask you to leave. You know, it's like, you almost feel like they're working for the swarm, you know, but, you know, you just got to stand your ground. And I'm not one for conflict, so that's tough for me.
Yeah, you just keep on moving. That's
yeah.
Keep on moving, keep taking action. And I liked what you said, handing out the cards is therapeutic. And I would definitely agree with that. And it's busting through this veil that I believe is invisible. It's busting through that to find out who we really are and how we can make a difference. So Ross, thanks for all your efforts and all you do. And thanks everyone for their courage. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of effort that most people are not willing to do. And so I applaud you all, and you know, just keep encouraging everyone to, and everyone out there, keep taking the actions, keep taking the steps. Faith without works is dead. So keep pushing forward, and don't let that propagandized mind that is attacking you let you believe some other nonsense, because it's just not true. We're here to create a bottoms-up movement, and that's what we've done here today. So I want to thank everyone for supporting Shiva for President. And I want to go through a couple of things. You've heard it on the back of the cards. If maybe someone has the cards, if they can hold them up. I'm looking for one around my desk, and Charles, get to hold that up. Yep. And on the back there of that shatter, on the back of that card is a QR code. And in that QR code, what that video is, it's a 15-minute video. Take 15 minutes and watch this video. And what it is, simply it explains how the few control the many. And Dr. Shiva talks about how this was 50 years in the making, this Shatter the Swarm video. And we're getting these handed out, not just in the United States. This is all over the world. These cards are going out. And you notice they're killing you. What this shows is that the cost of living is going up and lifespan is going down. Okay, I heard a few people on here talk about their kids. Who wants that to have happen? Who wants their kids to die before them? That's insane. That's insane, but that's what they are doing to us, okay? So that's the first thing. Go to shattertheswarm.com. And then sign up. Once you get there, you can sign up for the free Get Off the Plantation course, okay? It's free. It's 20 videos to raise your consciousness, 20 videos to raise your consciousness and get off the plantation. But first go to shattertheswarm.com. And then once you go to shattertheswarm.com, you'll see that there's that free get off the plantation course. The next thing is take the Warrior Scholar program, okay? This is where you learn to fight. Everyone on here, I believe, I know I have, has taken that course. And my son here, Charles, has also, I don't know if it's in, there he is. Charles can actually explain that course better than I can. And he does a really good job of explaining and breaking down the systems engineering approach. And he's 14 years old, and I don't think he even really understands how big of a deal this is, because this is what I've heard Dr. Shiva say, that would cost you at least $25,000 at MIT to take that course. But the thing is, you'd go take that course at MIT and they tell you, hey, you really need to go to Dr. Shiva to learn all this material. Okay. The next thing is, every Thursday we have a town hall in orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. I hear a lot of people say, oh, well, I want Dr. Shiva to meet me. Well, guess what? Go on to that at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern. He's there every single Thursday. You can meet him, introduce yourself, basically do what everyone has done here in a couple of minutes. You get to introduce yourself, tell about your journey and how you found Dr. Shiva. And then at the end, there's always time for questions. So you can meet Dr. Shiva and interact with him. And I'm telling you, that ain't happening anywhere else. You're not going to Trump, Kamala, these morons and having a town hall and having time and meeting with them and asking them questions, because they don't want the real questions. They don't want to have to deal with the real issues that everyday working people are dealing with. So again, that's on the screen there. Yep, thanks. VASHiva.com/orientation. It's up there on the screen for everyone. And then finally, go to VASHiva.com/cards. It's been posted a few times during this interview. So go to VASHiva.com/cards. And this is where you can go and get the specific cards for your country, where you're at, and get them printed out. You can go print these out on your own. Basically, here in the U.S., we can print these out for like pennies. It's like for 10,000 cards for $175. Where can you get or have that? Nowhere else. And we have great leaders. And I was just on an interview this morning with several of our leaders in Europe. And there's a guy by the name of Karel in the Netherlands, and he's got a great deal. So if please get in touch with us, and we can get you connected with anywhere you're at in the world and get you sorted out and for you to become a leader as well. And then finally, all of this information can be found at ShivaForPresident.com. ShivaForPresident.com. And you can find all this material, all the flyers, all the work that Dr. Shiva has done. Again, I appreciate you guys. Keep shining the light. Keep doing the work. If you're new, if this is your first time, get involved. Get involved. Get with one of us. Find our contact. We will help you. We'll get you connected with wherever you're at, and get you involved, because it'll be the best thing that you'll ever do in your life. It'll help you not only with just the political campaign, but I believe in every area of life, emotionally, physically, mentally, in your own business, in your relationships. It'll make you a better person. So appreciate everyone for being here. Thank you, the State of Washington volunteers. You guys are all amazing. Thanks for your help, everything that you've done, and all around the states and all around the countries and all around the world. We are doing it, and this is a force that will not be stopped. And I am so blessed and happy to be involved with it. Thank you, guys.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are Blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system, and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India, to have us fighting each other while they remain safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not so obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, help. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.